On the line, I have Mr. Garvin Mulligan, CEO of the Federation of Ophthalmic and Dispensing Opticians. Good morning, Garvin. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Very good. And thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely no problem. Did I get that out all right? I always find ophthalmic, I find that a hard word to say.
You got it perfect. We'll make it easy. We just call it Fodo Ireland.
Fodo. Now, I have to say that sounds something like from Lord of the Rings.
Yes, it actually does, doesn't it? I'm here today to do is to try and promote, really have an eye awareness week, and trying to promote healthy eyes and encouraging people to get regular eye examinations. And that's the whole point of this week.
Being somebody who wears glasses and has worn glasses for many, many years, it's a subject that I'm interested in. But can you tell me maybe a little bit more about the Healthy Eyes Awareness Week? What's going on?
Really what we're doing is, I mean, in your situation, you wear glasses, and that's, people sometimes think, oh, you know what? I can't see, I'll just get my eyes tested. And that's probably the driving force which brings people in to get their eye examination. What we're trying to do with this week is say, you know, even if you think you're having no problems with your vision, you should also get your eyes checked for the health of the eyes. And it is very, very important to do that. And at least then you've always got a base level of the health of your eyes. So when you get it done, and then get it done regularly every 2 years. So the area we're trying to really target is the healthy eyes, and making sure that it's not just people who think they might need glasses or have problems with their eyesight, but maybe just look at the general health of the eyes. And that's what we're really trying to encourage this week.
And I can actually back up what you're saying, because I recently just got new glasses. I went in and, as they say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been about 5 years since my last eye test.
Yes.
I know I should have got it done sooner, but, you know, one thing and another, you don't do it. But the optician or ophthalmologist, or I know that there are three or four different names in there, and I don't want to offend anyone getting the wrong term there. But spotted that I have a little spot on the retina of my, at the back of my eye, and I have to go and get that looked at. So, you know, I can testify from what you're saying.
Yes, and the, you know, the importance of that is the eye is the only part organ in the body that we can look in directly and see blood vessels, which is amazing when you think of it. So you can see so much by looking, and again, in your scenario, by seeing that early, you can then monitor it and it can be treated. But what does happen is people leave things too late. And then, when you're chasing it at that stage, I always say, well, rather than when you're dealing with it from very early on, you can remedy and correct it much quicker. I mean, I had my own 4-year-old son. I had there was nothing wrong with his vision, as I thought. He was fine. I said, just before he goes to school, I better just check his eyes. And he had a lazy eye. And I wouldn't have picked it up until I said I'd bring him in and check him. And now, 4 years later, he's been wearing his glasses. His vision will be perfect in that eye. But if he hadn't been tested at that point, we would have missed that. And that those years, which are the formative years for your eyesight, would have been all lost. And he mightn't have ended up as good a vision as he has now.
Well, that's another one I can attest to. I had a lazy eye as a child, and unfortunately, fine detail in that eye is gone. I wouldn't notice it, to be honest, vision, because the other eye compensates for it.
I compensate.
But if I close my eye, if I close my left eye, I would find it hard to see fine detail with my right eye. So obviously
with the weaker eye. And that's it, because the vision will develop at the age of about 10. So we have that early formative years, which is so crucial. And that's why we encourage people always to get regular eye tests, for especially for children, but also as we get older. And as you know, people in their 20s and 30s, we used to think when I was that age that we were invincible and nothing can happen to me. But even that's where this Healthy Eye Week is trying to target, you know, for all ages, and not just for people who think they have problems with their vision, for everybody to get a regular eye examination.
And I also did note in your press release, you talked about children in school, how, you know, not having your eyes tested, if you have poor vision and you haven't got your eyes tested, how it impacts on your learning. Can you maybe tell us a little about that?
You will struggle because first of all, you have difficulty focusing, and maybe even reading. You might have difficulty then if you're long-sighted, or you might have difficulty seeing in the board, so you can't take down things. And people then try to disguise what it is, so what's causing the problem. So sometimes if a child has visual problems, it can lead to, you know, them not being as performing as well in school. And that's why, again, it is very, very important to get a regular eye test, especially for children, I think.
I would agree with you there. I know with one of my children, I can't remember at what age, but at some age we had brought them down to get their eyes tested, and they were told they could do with glasses, so they got glasses. And after, I have to say, a couple of years, the eyes improved.
Yeah, you can find that, that's why you need to be, because of the vision, eye will change and it can improve, it can disimprove as well. But again, by getting it done regularly, you'll be able to keep on top of that and monitor it. I mean, at that stage with a young child, you might see them sooner rather than every 2 years. You might see them at 6 months at first, if you're giving them glasses, just to assess how they were progressing with them.
And tell me this, I know you've done some research with how often people in Ireland get their eyes tested. Maybe can you tell us what you found on that?
I mean, we're finding over 50% of the people haven't got an eye test in the last 2 years. And that's really the issue with that, and we're trying to help to promote that. The other thing, just remember on that, with most people now who are adults are entitled to a free eye test, because either through medical card or their PRSI. And even the self-employed now are also entitled to a free eye test with their PRSI. So it's a very easy thing to get, and it's, you know, so money is no longer the barrier there either. But you're asking for the number of people. The research we had showed that over half the people in Ireland had not had an eye examination in the last 2 years. And that is what we'd normally recommend, would be every 2 years. So more than 50% of the population, when for most of those people it would be free as well.
And I can certainly say that, as I say, I was 5 years between my eye test, and it's just amazing what I can see now.
The difference, the clarity.
The clarity is something else. I can read quite comfortably now, where I was actually straining my eyes previous to that. But as you said, eye examinations are not just about, shall we say, the vision, you know, the how well you can see.
Yeah.
What other problems show up through an eye exam?
Well, I mean, there is, you'll see blood pressure can show up, diabetes, and other health ailments, and with your blood, because again, it is the one area you can view the blood vessels directly. You also show up some diseases of the eye, like, I mean, you can get from cataracts, glaucoma, or macular degeneration. These things, again, if they're caught early enough, they're treatable, and the person can go along having good sight for the rest of their life. But if some of these diseases are caught too late, you know, the damage is done, and there's nothing you can do at that point. And that's, again, you know, I know I'm going on about that, coming back to the whole time, the regular test. But the regular test, just, it's like you're going to spot things early, and the earlier you spot something, the easier it is to deal with. But what you do see a lot of the time is blood pressure issues or diabetes when you're doing the general health. I mean, You know, an eye examination is a number of different things you're looking for during the examination. The spectacle correction is, or for the glasses if you need them, is one part of it, and then the health of the eye, checking for any diseases, is a major part of it as well.
You mentioned glaucoma. Can you tell us maybe what is glaucoma?
Glaucoma is what happens is the pressure builds up in the eye, and that pressure causes sort of the nerves to die, and it happens in your periphery for sort of first. So by the time if the damage once it's happened is done, and there's nothing you can do to get back that sight, and sometimes it's too late by the time someone notices it. But if you're getting, again, a regular eye examination, and they see that your pressure is high, and maybe it could be in early stages of glaucoma, so it hasn't caused any damage yet, you can then put you on drops to reduce the pressure, and therefore no damage will occur, and you'll have no problems with your vision. Now, glaucoma used to be a major cause of blindness, but because of regular eye checks in the Western world now, it's not as much, but it still is a very, very big problem.
And then macular degeneration, that is just degeneration of the eye itself, is it?
Degeneration, it's the macula would be the, I always say the size of it nearly of a pen head at the back of the eye, but it is what is responsible for all your detailed vision. The rest of it is only just being used for peripheral vision and other functions. So the macula is responsible for all your detailed vision. And in the case that you were talking about yourself, Michael, that macula never developed when you were younger. That's why the lazy eye, because it was never getting a clear image on it when during the formative years from about when you were born till about 10. So it never develops. So with macular degeneration, that area sort of with age can degenerate, and therefore you lose your central vision. So you wouldn't have any detailed vision. But again, there's supplements that we recommend for that now, and you can also get, sometimes you might be suitable for injections as well.
Thanks for that. That's something to look forward to.
Sorry. But at least there is, we can do something. 10, 15 years ago, there was nothing that could be done. So, and now at least there is a process there to help people to save their sight. And that's and again, by getting it done regularly at an early stage, you can detect these things and then treat them much quicker.
Now, you're also running a social media campaign, and you're asking people to do something. Can you tell us a little about that?
We're happy to go on to our website, which is www.healthy-eyes.e, and to pledge that you are going to. What we're going to do is people pledge. I am going to get my eyes tested. I am going to encourage other people to get their eyes tested every 2 years. And looking at a New Year's pledge. We all make these things we're going to do. We're going to look after ourselves. What we're saying is we want you to sign up and pledge that you are going to get your eyes tested, and you're going to encourage everyone else that you know to do the same thing.
And am I right in saying that website is www.healthy-eyes.ie? Yeah.
And we've got a Twitter account at Healthy Eyes 2018.
And I think that's well worth looking into, and also to get involved in that little bit of a promotion, you know, using hashtag EyesPledge and holding up the pledge card.
That's exactly it, yes. I'm trying to encourage just everybody to make that pledge at the moment, and then follow through on the pledge is the next thing as well.
Well, that's
we're all
it.
Very good for making we have to follow through on our pledges as well.
Well, that's it. I've 22 months to go till I get my eyes tested again. Garvin, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye bye.